This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
And you thought Critterous was bad.
I did. Well, I was under the impression I was a real foul person.
Critterous.
Jerry is a cunning linguist. Okay.
I think once again, we should
roll
ourselves to the opportunity to introduce.
Slash I roll. Yes. Oh, yes.
Start, right there. Start over here. This is Scott Kurtz, also known as Benwin Bronzebottom, fighter dwarf extraordinaire.
Employee of Acquisitions Incorporated.
That's true.
Headed up by CEO Ominifus Hereward-Drawn, played by Jerry Holkins.
This is Mike Krahulik, playing Jim Dark Magic, Wizard Extraordinaire.
Of the New Hampshire Dark Magic?
Of the New Hampshire Dark Magic. I'm
such a fan of his.
New Hampshire.
It's a dash?
It's officially a shire?
New Hampshire.
This is Will Wheaton. I am playing
Al.
Aofel. His name is Aofel. Let's all say it together.
Aofel. I respect your name, Aofel.
His name is Aofel Alfromani. He is an Eladrin Avenger, and he brings down furious anger and carries with him Wheaton's cock punch of furious anger.
Yeah, which can be leveraged as a free action.
Hey, clean slate. Jerry's not
me. Interrupt.
Jerry's going to roll good. That's good for anyone on the table, not just Jerry.
Hey, no. So, do you have your oath ready to go?
It's ready.
It's on deck.
It's loaded.
Okay.
I have it chambered and ready to go.
And you are?
And I am Chris Perkins, your humble DM and the recipient of Wheaton's cock punch, being the guy running the monsters today.
Yeah.
Should we mention that?
No, you can roll bad all you want.
Should we mention that all the dice that people hear rolling today?
Yeah.
Will be available for Child's Play?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks to Will's great idea.
Some you may want, some you may not want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's up to you. We'll keep them in individually marked bags so you can throw away certain D20s and keep others.
Yeah, I thought that it would be cool. It'll be like a game ball.
Yeah.
From, you know, like you could go and buy like a football or
plus it's an excuse to go home and buy new dice, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. These dice have done very well. And I have the, my set will include the extra D8 that I've been using for sneak in my rogue character. Wow. So this is a bonus dice.
Yeah.
It's a bonus dice.
Because most of your dice are blue and that one's red.
Exactly.
Finwin's fiery dice of lava death.
Molten.
Wow, they look like lava.
They look like candy.
I went to the dice store and I wanted to find the most like basic old school looking dice I could find that
those
you didn't have to color in. So mine are yellow with black numbers.
Yeah, I think those are like war game
dice. I was wondering, did that
dice
come in the blue box?
The DM's dice have little Futhark runes all over them.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Futhark?
What? Wow.
Fuck cool. Yeah.
Don't touch them. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. They will carry bad things over to your
dice.
They're clear, but they're full of sparkly magic dust. Which I like.
Yeah.
Residuum.
Yeah.
Really? That's all. I mean, what are those? Are those your wife's dice?
They're not my wife's dice.
I didn't know because they're sparkly.
Don't massage him.
A man can appreciate an attractive die.
I guess so.
Actually,
mine are made of fire.
You see the way
I'm saying the way it's catching the light. The sunlight is actually kind of
incredible. Is that an S1? Is that an S1 or an S2? Is that any inclusions?
He's talking about diamonds.
Yeah, see? I don't even know about
it. You understand? It's his people. His deep people and their gem-loving ways.
Oh.
Manly.
I'm sorry, Chris. Would you like to play Dungeons & Dragons?
It is Monday, right?
It is.
All right. We are in the town of Fallcrest. It is midwinter, and snow has settled over everything. And you guys have been holding up in your favorite sanctuary, the Silver Unicorn.
Mm-hmm. So we're continuing to operate out of the basement. Do we have some new furnishings?
You've actually kind of moved up into the first floor and the second floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Have we made a bit of a name for ourselves?
Well, it's more like there have been a dearth of visitors to the inn lately. This season, it's not too busy, so Wisara is more than happy to dote on you and allow you a free run of the place. And on this particular occasion, you thought it would be good. She thought it would be good to reacquaint you with Captain Nathan Faringray.
I see.
Who is sitting at the end of a table having dinner with you on this cold winter's night, but you are all enjoying the warmth of a fire.
Right. And we delivered a quality service to him last time, so it may be that he's back.
It has been a while. It's
been
the better part of a year now.
But I remind him every opportunity.
Yep, seasons have passed.
You know what this dinner reminds me
troubled.
Of?
He looks troubled. He looks a little troubled.
Again?
Yeah, but it's almost like he's trying not to, you know, believe you with his problems.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. Let's just not do anything.
I beg him to cheer up and give him another flagon of ale.
Thank you.
Yeah, lubricate him?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get him a little drunk.
When you get him a little rowdy, you hear him start to voice concerns about the spring coming, and it's taken him the better part of a year to try to train recruits to defend Fallcrest from all that threatens it.
This is ongoing.
This is an ongoing hurdle for him, and unfortunately he's annoyed because it's taken him out of the field, and he has basically been relegated to watching young upstarts flailing at each other with wooden swords. But he says that his better years are behind him anyway, and perhaps he should just face up to the fact that this is his lot in life. And he starts to get depressed and sad, and you realize, oh, he's a sad drunk.
Okay, so what she went exactly wrong.
Ixnay on the egg and flav ale.
We should take him on an adventure. Make him feel good.
Just one last...
Yeah, give him one last hurrah.
One last hurrah?
I'll go out back and dress up as a werewolf.
Row!
He says, no. Don't
go on my account.
Yes, exactly. Besides, the Lord wouldn't allow it.
Jim sort of subtly slides two tickets to his next performance across the table. He's playing Fallcrest, actually, this weekend. And they're not fantastic seats. They are in the back, but you'll be able to see the action.
Is there such thing as a bad seat at a gym, Mark Darkman?
No, really.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
That's what I've heard.
Listen, I'm kind of friendly with him. I've kind of seen him perform up close. You don't want to miss it.
It's a magical experience.
Yeah.
He says, you should really get out more. And I think that you might actually be able to help Fallcrest.
Do you want me to do two shows? Because, I mean, I'm willing. I'm able.
He says, I've been meaning to speak to an old friend of mine. He lives at Five League House, east of Thunderspire. His name is Barton. He's been keeping an eye on some bandit activity.
Sounds like a paying gig.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so when you say help Fallcrest, you mean specifically help the bank of Fallcrest lighten its load, in a financial sense, specifically coins, he and says, maybe fungible gems.
I am not exactly sure what you said.
I'm a CEO.
He says, maybe it's the alcohol.
Maybe. Could be the Henny.
We want to know if the job pays is what my boss here is getting around to.
I've heard reports from Barton that over the fall, there have been a number of merchant wagons that have been besieged by bandits.
So he's thinking that we should besiege wagons and get pay.
Maybe he's suggesting that we could keep what we find.
Oh. So rob them after the fact. Like,
well, I mean, look, it's better to... Maybe we can stop the bandits and keep what we find that they have taken, even if it was someone else's property. That's better than the bandits continuing.
Exactly. And it has a sort of air of legitimacy.
He says, I'm putting words in your mouth here.
Unfortunately, we don't have trained guards to travel the roads throughout the winter, and consequently the trade road has become jeopardized by these brigands. I'm actually at a loss, and I wouldn't want to trouble you with something as benign or as insignificant.
Maybe Moline. It sounds like there's murderous bandits.
They have been around for years. Nothing we do seems to get rid of them. Adventurers like yourselves have tried in the past, but they're like rodents, they return.
Well, it's a cold winter. It sure would be nice to warm up my bones with some action.
with a long walk to the Five League House through the snow.
It is over 60 miles.
Oh, we can't fight them here? We can't bring them to us?
We should send them a letter. Dear bandits.
Dear bandits, big gem at my house.
You see by the fireplace.
It's been an ongoing...
Yeah, I smile. I mean, he should understand that this is all... Like, we sort of know Captain Faring Ray, and he's sort of a sourpuss, and we're always trying to pull him out of his shell. So when we make jokes, I mean, it isn't just table talk. Like, we're actually trying to warm him up. And Captain, you know that Acquisitions Incorporated has this sort of task well in hand. Let's not speak of it again tonight. Let's just enjoy the remainder of the evening, and then first thing in the morning we'll set out.
He nods, and he gets up out of his chair, and he kind of gives you all a knowing glance and a nod of his head, and then he belches and says, I have to take a leak.
Oh.
And he goes outside, throws open the door, a great gale comes in, and he sort of disappears out into the snow. Wasara just sort of stands behind the bar, cleaning her mugs.
And, as an Arctic gale continues to blow into the establishment, blasting.
And then she looks at Jim Dark Magic and nods to the door as if she could use a little bit of help from him to close it.
Jim waves two fingers and the door slams shut.
Wow.
He needed two?
Is that an encounter or a daily?
He's drunk right now.
I'm going to turn that daily over show.
Closed door dramatic.
She says, Methinks Faringray is troubled by far greater than bandits these days. He has had a difficult year.
Prostate problems.
Okay, so I'm walking over to the bar to talk
this
to
this podcast
Asara.
Contains adult language.
Yes,
Captain Faringray has been drinking here excessively. Yes?
Yes.
And you feel that he is troubled?
I do. I feel that he has no control over the defense of Falcrest. He's been relegated to certain tasks that he finds appalling for one of his station.
Well, what are we supposed to do about it?
We have seen him attempt to train the irregulars.
Yeah, it's quite true.
But you shouldn't be troubled by his affairs. You should be concerned about yourselves. You've spent 6 months here. What are you going to do?
Gainfully employed.
Are you going to perform for the masses of Falcrest?
It's what they demand of you.
While it is
there'd
true,
be riots.
While it is true that your activities have garnered you a fair amount of popularity in this town, you have outgrown us.
We're stagnating. We're big fish in a small pond. I've been saying this. We need to expand.
Well, I don't want to expand into training.
His friend Barton is from the east of Thunderspire?
Yes. He is the proprietor of the Five League House, which is a waypoint inn between Thunderspire and Hammerfast, the dwarven settlement that guards over the Dawnforge Mountains.
Oh, you know him?
I don't know. Do I?
You love him?
You can make a history check if you wish.
Oh, excellent. My history has a +2. So, 9.
Five League House, you say?
What?
Seems like a big house.
Dwarves?
You know of Hammerfast. Hammerfast is kind of the largest dwarven settlement, probably outside of Thunderspire. It was built originally as a dwarven necropolis. When the dwarves were living in the mountains, they basically honored their dead at this site, but it has since become a community.
An authentic city.
So, yes. I've never been there, right? So I might want to go there. Is it kind of like Dwarven Disneyland, as far as honors?
Yeah, big stone rides.
It is sort of a great place for dwarves to connect with various clansmen, to speak to elders, and to basically enjoy all that dwarven society has to offer.
So, you guys would love it.
And they have an app store.
Probably.
Yeah, iPod. Yeah. So she is in no secret language. Telling us that it's time to leave the unicorn.
She is kind of telling you that.
Okay.
You can also make an insight check to see if she's actually telling you something else.
Yeah,
as well.
I'll try to pull it out, because she's been trying to tell us about the captain as well. We're looking at a 16.
You get the sense that she feels that your strengths aren't necessarily in bringing a sense of comfort to Faringray, or even this town.
Oh, I see. He's agitated. He's seeing these young men.
Yes.
He's seeing like a reflection of himself.
Right.
That's fine. I mean, he's been kind to us. He gave us jobs when other people wouldn't. I'm perfectly willing to see if our it sounds like there hasn't been an incredible amount of work. So
no. Listen, I don't mean to put the onus of the role playing on you. I'm just saying that as your employee, I don't feel like it's right to step up and say what we should do. So I'm asking you, boss, what do you want?
Oh, yeah, well, I've already suggested to him that we're going to take advantage of this. His suggestion.
I'd love to go to the hammer place I already forgot. Hammerstead?
Hammerfast. Every time you say it, you should call it a different name.
Hammerfall, Hammerstead.
Hammertown.
Hammermantle.
I'll have to cancel my shows.
Hammer time.
Won't be the first time.
All three people be disappointed. All three people.
Make an illusory jam.
Two of the tickets went to him. Falcrest.
I'll have my understudy perform.
Yeah. Okay. So
you can certainly do a small favor for him by checking on his friend, but hopefully adventure will find you there.
Yeah. I mean, my guess is that, and I certainly have heard of the Thunderspire. I know that it is a place that attracts adventurers of all kinds and treasure seekers.
And I've heard of Hammerhead, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And if you want to make Nathan happy, then return one day with stories of the fantastic places you've been.
Exactly. We'll bring news back, or I'll send news back via a mechanical bird of my own devising.
In the meantime, I'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
We leave forwarding addresses for Acquisition Incorporated. Just in case.
Yeah, because we spent a lot of money on all that stationery. Yeah. I want to make sure that we get a return.
She tells you that she will keep your fan mail.
Yeah. Okay. We paid that calligrapher quite a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It is a very flowing. So the very next morning we set up provision from our meager supply.
All right. She breaks out her husband's old sets of snowshoes and hands them off to you in case you need them.
She had a husband?
Some time ago, she says.
Oh, okay. You won't even find that mage hand.
He left 20 years ago, and I'm the better for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
What? James Dark Magic.
James Felonious Dark Magic.
It's so bad.
James Winifred Dark Magic.
Oh, Winifred. All right. That's official. He laughed. That's canon.
That's canon. Right.
You're Winifred.
All right, so yeah. you get your traveling gear.
Yeah.
And you head out along the Eastern Trade Road out of Fallcrest, past Thunderspire, which is this great mountain that sort of thrusts up from the middle of the Nentir Vale.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there's all kinds of badness there, but...
But that's for higher level characters.
Or maybe you've heard it's for lower level characters.
Oh, yes.
Whatever makes you feel happy.
Characters of third to fifth level have found adventure and riches.
This time of year, with this amount of snow, there's not a lot of traffic on the road.
Yeah.
And it's really a lonely, lonely journey. And after almost 2.5 days of drudgery, you see this large building by the roadside with steep pitched roofs,
about five piles of snow
around it.
All right.
Something like that. Bigger than that. Yeah. Considerably bigger. There's a small building sort of located outside of it that's almost completely buried. It might have been an outhouse. Might still be. But you also see smoke billowing out of the chimneys.
Can we see if there's any tracks in the snow around the building? Or, you know, does it appear that there's been...
There seems to be traffic, et cetera? Yes.
Okay.
Not as much as you might hope to find.
Were you the proprietor of the Five League House?
Who are you talking to?
I'm saying the idea that, well...
If you were the proprietor...
Yeah, you'd like to see more tracks.
Yes,
if possible.
Absolutely.
I think we should go into the Five League House and ask if we can find Barton.
I agree.
I don't imagine it'll be difficult.
When you walk in, you see a comfortable, well-lit establishment with dark wood paneling on the walls and a giant roaring fireplace, and you can see mounted above the fireplace is what appears to be a minotaur's head.
Ooh.
There is a...
These guys don't F around.
I examine it. Is this one of those novelty minotaur heads?
Did you walk by and say, don't worry and be happy?
Yeah, exactly. Like the horns go, you know.
I just start discarding traveling
Sloughing
gear
off, yeah.
As I walk towards a fireplace, and then I do that thing where I sit against the fire till I can almost not stand it on my back, and then I lay against the bear rug.
Excellent.
It feels really good. I do that once or twice.
You can all make perception checks.
Oh, yes.
18.
21. 15.
29.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's an improvement.
It is sort of a quiet, desolate room you're in, and you're poking around, and you're looking behind the bar, and Binwin, you see there's a lot of dwarven ales on tap. Aelophel, you go over to a window, and you part the curtain, and you see behind the building, out by the stables, there is a large man, a giant man, possibly as close to 7 feet tall, basically trying to pull the stable doors closed through the snow. And he is completely bundled up, heaps of furs. He almost looks like a bear. And he kind of turns away from the doors, leaving them maybe a sliver open, and starts to trudge his way back toward the inn.
Well, I help myself to one of the dwarven ales. I mean, there's no one here, right?
No one.
Yeah, I start pouring it in my stein.
Okay.
I want to try one of the nicer ones.
Yeah.
Well, it's just going to collapse into one of the, I assume, overstuffed chairs near the fireplace.
Yeah. I can get you to check out the decorations. Trying to derive as much as I can about the ownership.
You do notice that behind the bar there is a great sword mounted on the wall. It's got a number of nicks in it, and you see some blood sort of encrusted in the hilt.
Yeah, in Dwarven, we reserve the right to refuse
service. Exactly. There is a huge noise from what appears to be a back room, maybe the kitchen, of somebody entering the establishment. And then when this giant bear walks into the common area, you realize there's a human under those furs.
Deep below.
Exactly. And he stares at you with ice blue eyes and says, "Where are you from?"
We're from all over. Fall Crest most recently. We're looking for Barton.
I'm Barton.
I extend a hand to the pile of animal carcasses.
All right, this huge ham-hock mitt comes out.
Emerges.
He's got like a big woolly glove on the end of it. Yeah. And he shakes your hand and sort of pulls you in close, and he says, Fall Crest, eh?
Yeah, Nathan Fearing Ray sent us along. He said you were having some road trouble.
And no shit.
Quite. I'm taking it back.
Nathan Fearing Ray sent you here.
Indeed, the same.
My gods.
he suggested you might have road troubles.
Yeah, he sort of sheds his heaps of furs and throws them on the end of the bar.
They crawl away.
Now he's only about 6'6".
Okay, so he's still a whole heap of man.
A big dude.
And he says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know you.
I am Jim Darkmagic.
You are Jim Darkmagic.
I have heard of
you. I have heard of you. And you're Omen.
Yeah.
You're Binwin.
Yes.
And you are new.
Yes.
Yeah, he probably heard about the old story.
Let me get you some drinks. I also have some bread and some beef jerky.
Yeah, well.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Everything you just said sounds good.
And he dives behind the bar and he pulls out everything. And,
awesome.
All kinds of dwarven ale. And he says, damn Nathan Fearingray. I haven't seen him in years. We served together.
In what context?
I was in the militia.
Oh, the earlier defense of Fall Crest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I helped build the very walls that protect that town before I moved out here.
God, what brought you all the way out here?
My love of dwarven ale.
Oh, clink.
That is a handsome stein.
Oh, yes. You don't want to see the business end of this.
Hells no.
I mean, it has two business ends, right?
It does.
Depends on what kind of business you're engaged in.
Well, why in the hell did he send you out here in this time of year?
Well, he gave us the impression that you had trouble on the roads.
There's always trouble on the road. There's been trouble on the road for the past 5 years.
Well, specifically murderous trouble that robs caravans, I guess would be the
You're talking about the bandits of Raven Roost.
Exactly.
They are the least of our concerns.
I nodded. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I was talking about.
He says, do not concern yourself with these brigands. You should be more concerned with the desperados from Hammerfest.
Dwarven desperados?
I shit you not.
Dwarven desperados?
I
have never heard those two words put together.
Nor have I in my many years.
He says, the bandits of Raven Roost have been a problem, yes. Merchant caravans can't get from here to Thunderspire without them jumping out of the bushes. But Hammerfast sends this company of dwarves to deal with the problem, because apparently dwarven merchants have been among those most besieged. And what do? Solve the bandit problem? No. They prey on the very merchants they're supposed to protect.
Oh, so they've gone into business for themselves.
What is going on? I have never heard of this.
These are your people.
Yeah.
Not my people. I do not like the sound of this at all.
So now, we have the bandits of Raven Roost, and we have these dwarven rapscallions running around.
So do they operate under official Hammerfast auspices?
He says, I don't really understand
those words.
What you mean by
do they have the blessing of a lord?
Yeah.
Or some other noble?
Evidently, they were sent by the leader of the merchant guild in Hammerfast, a woman named Marcinda Goldspinner.
Oh, I know her.
Dwarves are
they come here, they stay here, they drink my ale, they go off into the night, lurk about on the roads.
Are they in league with the bandits? Are they together, or do they...
How should I know? I can't talk to these men.
Well, I am flummoxed. Dwarves are a proud race, and we earn our wealth legitimately. We don't need to go...
Then why is it do they owe me so much money?
He's got a good point, Benwin.
I don't like this at all.
They have never paid for the ale they drink.
They don't
drink
even
here.
Pay for the ale they drink.
And I can't very well throw them out without alienating the merchant.
Throw them out? He can't.
And they leave behind a dwarven stink.
Oh, heavens, yes.
I don't know what you were talking about at all.
You are not like them, my friend.
He's a little.
Not at all.
He's a little bit.
Anyway, he's little.
I can't believe that the merchants. Masters of Hammerfast would
entertain dealing with these scurvy dogs.
Please, can we go to Hammerhead?
Hammer time.
Hammer. Hammer.
Hammer. Please, can we go to Hammerman?
Hammerman.
Yeah. Hammerman. Yeah. I wonder. I say, Barton, do you have a wagon?
He says, I do, and it is in fine working shape. And I have sturdy horses.
Okay.
You can avail yourselves of them if you wish.
I say, do you have any empty barrels of this dwarven ale you're constantly speaking of?
He says, 3 out back.
Okay. Let's get those loaded into the wagon. And then tomorrow...
I never thought to ask for a wagon.
And then tomorrow... I want to appear as... I want to appear as a delicious, crisp apple to these desperados.
Oh, Mondrawn, you are a crafty sort.
I do it. I'm going to ride in the undercarriage.
Will I be in a keg?
Yes.
Is that
tomorrow morning, first thing, I will get the wagon out and hitch it to the horses. And I will put those barrels on the back and send you on your way. This is splendid. Splendid.
So,
I yawn. It's been a long day.
I assume the largest room upstairs is for me, or...
The penthouse.
Your room.
He says, you have the run of the place.
I'll sleep at the bar.
He's just yeah. Underneath.
Underneath the bar.
In the drippings below the kegs. Yeah.
It's just another weeknight.
We're
going to fight tomorrow. I'm going to need to have a good amount of beer inside
okay.
me.
I ask him if he has any more detailed maps of the route so that I can sort of analyze it for tactical purposes.
He says, from here, it is a slow and winding road up the foothills of the Dawnforge Mountains to Hammerfast.
Is it a forested mountain? Lots of rocky trees here and there. Okay.
Jim comes back from being upstairs, and he's in a long purple nightgown, and he's brushing his hair. Mm. What's going on tomorrow?
I'll tell you in the morning.
All right. He goes back upstairs.
All right. Barton will busy himself with cooking something for you while you're... sorting through your rooms.
Yeah, yeah. I just, while I'm poring over this map, I'm chewing on a strand of jerky that I've been chewing on for about an hour at this point.
All right. Morning comes.
Yeah.
Yes. The wagon is sitting out there in front of the five-league house, laden with 3 empty barrels.
Awesome.
How wide and stout are these barrels?
Oh, they're hefty. They're
all right, so I'll be up front.
Are you going to conceal yourself? Among
I'm fine to
because I'll drive.
You should drive. Yeah, you should be hidden because I don't want to.
And Jim is slight
and should ride shotgun.
Yeah,
to act as a mystical shotgun.
I'm spindly and tall, and I look.
And then I'll sit in the back. You hide. Of blankets. Yeah, right? Warm blankets.
Right.
I'm not in a keg, am I?
No. You don't have to be in a keg. Okay.
You really want to be in a keg, don't you?
I thought you were going to shove me in a keg.
No, I don't think that would work. Anyway, so yeah, just he's heaped it up with furs, I assume.
Yes,
we've got merchandise.
I'm just talking to my hammer.
Yeah, he throws some like wooden boards in there in case the wagon gets stuck and you need to put something underneath the wheels.
Yeah,
he gives you everything.
Yeah, he's got experience with these mountain roads, so
it looks like these horses could climb a cliff. If
exactly.
They really
we have. Kitty litter in case there's a patch of ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
He says 12 miles.
No right. problem. I nod, bring the scarf around the front, and let's get hee-ha.
We will solve your bandit problem, Barton.
He says.
Both of them. We'll be back by tomorrow.
He says, I have every faith that you will.
Jim Dark Magic.
You are all great.
Jim Winks.
Yeah, what? What?
Jim Winks.
You say he thought you said Jim Winks to him like it was a goodbye.
He did. Jim Winks had.
Yeah, but that he thought that Jim says Jim Winks, and he goes Jim Winks. Like
it's like Jimmy Winks.
Dude, I love Barton so much.
Jimmy Winks.
Yeah, Jim says,
hey, Jimmy Winks, down.
Have a magical day.
All right. And you head off up the road, heading east toward the Dawnforge Mountains. You can all make perception checks.
And I will.